What other health facilities were there in Birmingham?
Well, that was all there was, except when the school nurses came. Now, I can't remember the dates. This is the trouble. I mean, I'm sure that there are
before
places.
Before the Depression?
I'm trying to think about the nurses. No, I think they must have come after, because the VON, I think that at the time of the Depression that they were just the VON girls were trying to carry the load in Burnaby.
Did the municipality have a health officer or a medical health officer?
Well, the first health officer was a Scottish doctor, Dr. Watson, and he had come out from Scotland with his wife, and they settled at Edmonds. But he was the health officer. I think he was paid from the municipality. And he also had a private practice, but he never sent any bills in. So that was, I think, the beginning. Isn't that the limit? I can't remember when.
That would be quite early, I think.
Oh, very early. Yes, it was very early.
Yeah.
And one or two members of his family are still alive. His daughter, I'm still very friendly with her. She's 79 now. She's in a nursing home.
Well, by 1930, can you remember how many nurses there were in the VON then?
I don't think we had more than... I think there probably were two in the Edmonds district, and I think there were two in North Burnaby at that time.
What kind of effect did the Depression have on the activities of the VON?
Well, they carried on as best they could, and they certainly didn't refuse a call, but of course they weren't paid. You know, it was free. It was entirely free, because if they were asked to go into a home and do something, answer a call, they did it, but there was no fee. That was where we got into trouble, you see. It was so difficult to carry on.
Well, previously they had been paid when they went into
the home? Oh, yes. I think it was 75 cents a visit if you could afford to pay for it.
Yeah.
But of course, no one was ever refused if they couldn't pay. And then there was a sliding scale. I mean, if you couldn't afford to pay 75 cents, well, if you'd like to pay 25 cents. I mean, some people, they just wouldn't accept, a free visit if they could help it. And they were supposed to pay, because the fees, of course, helped us to carry on. But we got back to that it was just a free visiting again, because people just didn't have the money, but they needed the help just the same.
Yeah.
And there were babies being born that needed to be looked after.
Can you remember at your board meetings in those years if, you know, the impact of the Depression was something that you...
Oh, talked about a lot, worried about? Almost from month to month we wondered how we could carry on. But we always felt that we had the municipality behind us, and as I say, they always realized the necessity and the great need of the nurses in Burnaby.
I looked up those figures for you, and they gave you in 1930 they gave $3,000 to the VON, and the same in 31 and 32.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Wouldn't go far now.
No, oh, I mean, what it ended in being. My husband was treasurer for many years. I mean, he took it, and then I became president of the VON, very much against my wishes, because I hate this. And then Hal took on the buying of the cars. He was transportation manager. So he looked after the running of the cars for quite a number of years. And then when I resigned as treasurer, as president, he was treasurer up to the time that he died. I think about a year In the meantime, for his services, he'd been made a life member. Mr. Cafferkey, who is now municipal treasurer, and who followed Mr. Bolton as the treasurer for Burnaby, he was very interested in the VON. And he thought a great deal of my husband and his interest in the VON.
Was it usual for men to be involved in the VON?
Well, at that time, my husband was the only man. And I think that was because I was so up to my neck in it. And then Mr. Cafferkey, he took over from Hal.
Ah.
And he has been very interested in the provincial VON ever since. He's been... I think he was a president, and then he was, I think he's still treasurer, and he is still very interested in the VON in Burnaby. But he's a very busy man, of course, as treasurer for the corporation. He's a very busy person, but I always feel that he's still very interested in the VON.
Well, back in the 30s, to get your money from the municipality, did you have to go and ask them, or was it automatic?
Well, we had to let them know, you know, when we were actually needed it, and it was always passed at the money for the VON was passed at the yearly, when the budget was made up, you see.
Yeah.
So it was always there, and we could always rely on it. But it's too bad that I don't know how much we used to raise ourselves with the auxiliaries, and I suppose the annual figures are on file somewhere. They might have them at the municipal hall. You know, I don't know.
It would probably be reported in the newspapers too.
Yes. Oh, yes. We used to. We always had somebody at the at our annual meetings. They were really quite important in those days. Members of the council and the Reeve, everybody used to attend our annual meetings. Everybody was interested in the welfare of the VON.